So that means they're linked together. The fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Ghost. We're multiplied. That means people were still getting saved. People were still getting filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It was a perpetual thing. All the way up to today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't know about tomorrow because Jesus may come today. But all the way up to this present moment of time, this is still going on. Woo, hallelujah, and I'm glad I'm a part of it. Glory to God. Part of that glorious church of the Lord Jesus Christ, washed in the blood of the Lamb, filled with the Holy Ghost of God, walking in the fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, Job made a statement in Job 28, verses 20 through 28. He said, "Whence then cometh wisdom? And where is the place of understanding? Seeing it is hid from the eyes of all living and kept closed from the fowls of the air. Destruction and death say, we have heard the fame thereof with our ears. God understandeth the way thereof, and he knoweth the place thereof. For he looketh to the ends of the earth and seeth under the whole heaven. He to make the weight for the winds," which means keep the wind where it belongs, "and he weigheth the waters by measure," talking about the oceans, the seas. He knows how much water's there. Wow, that's our God. "When he had made a decree for the rain, a way for the lightning of the thunder, then did he see it and declare it. He prepared it, yea, and searched it out." Verse 28. "And unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And depart, and to depart from evil is understanding." Ooh, praise God. The fear of the Lord, that's wisdom. To depart from evil, that's being smart. That's having understanding. Hallelujah. Now notice, all this was hid from the eyes of all living. No one would know any of this, what I just said to you, had God not revealed it to mankind. Had God not saw fit to make sure Job spoke it and it was written down so then you and I could hear it today. Amen. And know that it is forever settled in heaven. It's not going to change at all. Hallelujah. And so we see here then that wisdom, true wisdom, godly wisdom, is the fear of the Lord. And true understanding, being real smart about things, is to depart from evil. So, you think you're real smart, go ahead and take the test. How well at you are departing from evil. If you're not real good at departing from evil, then you're not real smart. According to God's word, that's not just my statement. That's just what God's word told me. Because that understanding or being smart is to depart from evil. Now, how am I going to know what evil is? Well, see, that comes from God. God is not evil at all. No, God is holiness and righteousness and goodness, mercy and grace. Hallelujah. So anything that's coming from God is going to reveal what evil is. Anything that's not like God is evil. And so to be smart is when I find out what God says is evil, that's what I depart from. Amen. Because God brought it my way so I could be smart or have understanding. Praise God. So here's the factor. Fear of the Lord. Fear factor. All right. How am I going to get this? What is this really? Has anybody ever wondered, what is the fear of the Lord? Well, I'm going to read you some scriptures here this morning and showing you what the fear of the Lord produces. Yeah. You know, I mean, if you put a tomato seed in the ground, it produces tomatoes. He put a corn seed in the ground, it produces corn. You put cucumber seeds in the ground, it produces cucumbers. You put the fear of the Lord in a Christian, it produces this. Praise God. Hallelujah. Proverbs 8 and 13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. How many's ever wondered what that word froward means? It's not really used in our English right now in the sense, but froward. You have encountered it multitudes of times. I guarantee you have. Yeah. That froward mouth is that individual who is full of rebellion and has an excuse for every wrong thing he does. That's a froward mouth. He talks out of both sides of his mouth, so to speak. If it's going to put him good over here, then he'll say it like they want to hear it. If that's going to be a bad light over here, he'll say it like they want to hear it. Because he cannot be ruled. It's an unruly individual that goes against all the rules and all the requirements. And that's why his mouth always speaks things that are not true. That's a froward mouth. Now, the fear of the Lord, well, I'm not going to have a froward mouth. The fear of the Lord, pride is not what I want. Arrogancy is not what I want. And I don't want the evil way. So the fear of the Lord is, well, it's a fear factor that I've got to have in my life. Hallelujah. It's the fear factor. Proverbs 9 and 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the knowledge of the holy is understanding. So once again, the knowledge of the holy means shows me what the evil way is. If I know what God's way is, then if it's not God's way, it's the evil way. And so once again, the fear of the Lord, that's the beginning of wisdom. Now, Job said, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. But wisdom had to have a beginning. And so now we find that actually the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom in our lives. Now, just a little insight. That beginning, how many remember what Jesus said in John chapter 3, verse number 3? Not in my notes, and it won't show up there. But you don't have to look it up, because I'm going to tell you. You must be born again by the Spirit of God. That's when the fear of the Lord begins, and wisdom begins. I just started living. I got me a brand new life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Washed in the blood of the Lamb. A new creature created inside of me. Hallelujah. That is where the fear of the Lord begins. It began when God began to reveal His Word. He began to speak to my heart. Began to pull on my heart. And finally, I said, yes. And so that was the beginning. It all just happened at the same time when I said yes. And I surrendered to the salvation God wanted to bring to my life. The washing away of past sin, the creating of a new creature in Christ, and then going forward, walking in the fear of the Lord, which was the beginning of wisdom. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise God. Now, Proverbs 10:27 says, the fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. So fear factor here, if I want a longevity, then I want to start living like God wants me to live. Yeah. You see, God saved me at 23. A lot of people don't think I'm 62 going on 63. Most people think I'm in my 50s. Why is that? Well, because at 23, had I not changed and became a fearer of the Lord and a walker in wisdom, I'd been really, really tormenting my life with alcohol and all kinds of things that make a person age a whole lot faster. See, that's why the wicked's days are shortened. But they that fear the Lord, longevity. Why? Well, because we start taking care of our temple. Amen. We start turning away from evil ways and start living godly ways. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, the fear of the Lord, the fear factor, prolongeth days. And no, that doesn't mean you're going to live forever, not in this body. I don't want to live forever in this body. I mean, I want longer days. Don't misunderstand me. I want longer days still yet. But I realize this body is headed for corruption. I can't stop the aging process that came with Adam's curse. I can push it back. I'll not go into all that. But I can push it back and have greater longevity if I work on pushing that process back by something the doctors tell us every time we visit their office. And if they don't tell us, they write it down in their notes. I have found that. I've visited doctors and they never told me that I needed to lose weight, but when I went back and read the report in all the notes and the summary, and he's a little overweight and he needs to lose weight. You know, he didn't say that to my face. I don't know whether he was scared of me or what, but in his notes he put it in there. He's overweight and needs to lose weight. Now, what do the doctors tell you every time? They tell you exercise and lose weight. Every time. Trust me, if I lose weight, I'm happy. Amen. Woo. I haven't been happy here lately, but anyway, praise God. Amen. But the reality, the fear of the Lord prolongeth days. Proverbs 14:26. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. Amen. In other words, that fear of the Lord, the fear factor brings a confidence into my life, and it lets me know I can go to God. That confidence, that goes together. Verse number 27 of the same chapter, the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. I'm liking this fear of the Lord. How about you? Proverbs 15:16, better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. Proverbs 15:33, the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. Proverbs 22:4, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Not by thievery, not by taking credit for what somebody else does, by the fear of the Lord are riches. And why? Because God will bless those that have this fear factor going on in their lives. Hallelujah. It's not a terrified thing, not at all. I'm not terrified of God. I have great confidence in my God. I have nearness to my God. Hallelujah. That's not what this fear is talking about. And we'll get to it here, and we're going to close here in just a few momentos. Praise God. Proverbs 23:17, let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all day long. Woo! Reminds me of a little song we sing, all day long I've been with Jesus. Woo, hallelujah. All day long, walking in the fear of the Lord. Don't stop and begin to ponder what the wicked are doing and wish you could do something like they're doing. Because that's not the ways of life. That's not ways of longevity. That's not ways of riches. No. See, that's the enemy. The enemy tries to get us confused in our minds. But if we'll purpose in our heart to have the fear of the Lord all day long and every day, 24/7, praise be to God, then we will live victorious Christian living, and God will be on our side. Hallelujah. And he will be a right on time God. Glory. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of times, you know, it says he may not come when you want him. In other words, he's not at your beck and call. He's not a genie in the bottle. Then you can rub the bottle and he come out. Okay, I'll give you whatever you wish for. No, that's not our God. Our God has a lot more going on in our lives than what we realize. And there's a lot of things in our lives that we don't need going on in our lives. And God has to do things like show up a little bit later for me to really realize, well, maybe I do need to take care of that thing he's been talking to me about. Hallelujah. He's a merciful God. He's a kind God. Grace always comes on the scene, but grace always comes with instructions. I like that. I ought to preach that sometime. Glory. Amen. Let not thy heart envy sinners. I'm reading this again, Proverbs 23:17. But be thou in the fear of the Lord all day long. Don't let the enemy in. Don't give him any space there in your mind. No. Give room for the Word of God so that the fear factor will be strong in our lives. Hallelujah. Now, Ecclesiastes 12 and 13. See, I'm fixing to close because here's the scripture. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Here it is again. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. This is why you were born on the face of this earth. This is why you're here. Your whole purpose is to fear God and to keep His commandments. And God has provided the way for that to happen. Jesus Christ, God become flesh, died on Calvary, was dead, buried 3 days. After 3 days, He rose from the dead. And then He ascended to the Father, and all power has been given unto Him. In heaven and in earth. Hallelujah. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. He is the only way to heaven. He's the only way to the Father. He's the only way of salvation. He is the way, the truth, the life. Hallelujah. And so He's died on Calvary for my sins and the sins of the whole world, that I might put my faith in Him and thus receive then from God a brand new creature created inside of me. And then once I've been washed in the blood, cleansed from past sins, I am now able to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost also. Hallelujah. For power to begin to fulfill the duty I've been called to. Woo, hallelujah. Glory. To fear God. That word fear, or fear God, or the fear of the Lord. It's archaic now because we don't use the word fear, but it means love for God. What's the greatest commandment Jesus said? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy mind. Fear of the Lord. That's what the terminology fear of the Lord means. It's that first greatest commandment. Loving God with everything I am. How can I do that? Well, it's got to come from Him first. That's why Jesus said you must be born again. It's got to come from Him first. I can't produce in my life what needs to be produced without God coming in first. Woo, hallelujah. But yet that's God's plan. That fear God, fear the Lord. It also means awe and wonder and amazement and reverence and respect. Wow. Man, respect's missing in the world today, isn't it? No, most of them have that froward mouth. Our fear of the Lord, and I'm closing with this, is then based on our knowledge of His love, mercy, and goodness. It rests on the fact that God is our Heavenly Father, and it is our desire to please Him. That came from above, that new creature in Christ. Our fear is healthy, good, respectful, and driven by our love for God. Woo! The fear factor. Hallelujah. Stand with me if you would this morning or this afternoon. Amen. That is the fear factor in a nutshell. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands right there where we're standing. Hallelujah. And let's thank our God for His word that we have read this morning, expounded this morning. God, we thank You, Lord.